This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Grant Gamble joins me live in studio today, right now. He's a senior vice president at the Atlantic Coast Athletic Club. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Coy.
Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
Pleasure.
We are going to talk a lot about health and fitness and sort of some changes in the industry, both not only in the industry that you're in, but also in its relationship between that industry and hospitals and the corporate world and that kind of stuff. But the best place that I always like to start is sort of a 101. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're obviously not from Crozet originally. So where are you from and how you ended up in Charlottesville?
A little further south, Coy. originally from Australia, and spent the first 35 years there. I got into the industry by default, just started going to the gym and really fell in love with it. So I took a 80% pay cut to join the industry and started really reveling in the opportunity to change lives. And that's been 24 years now. So I came to Virginia on invitation by Phil Wendell, the owner of ACAC, to do some work with ACAC for a short period of time. And I haven't left since, as many people in Charlottesville have experienced. I've been here 10 years now.
It's a hard place to leave, isn't it?
It really is. Wonderful,
I was just talking
spot.
To somebody just a few minutes ago off the air and saying, you know, everybody, to a person, everybody I have known who spent any time here and left wants to come back. And they're trying to find a way to get back.
Absolutely. In fact, we have a gentleman who just joined us, our first physician, and he has been battling to get back to Charlottesville for several years. So we were happy to be able to be the catalyst for that.
Well, I'm curious what you miss most about Australia, growing up there and spending, you know, the better part of your life there in Australia. What part of Australia, by the way?
Well, mainly North Queensland. And so that's sort of the tropics. It's very warm up there, lots of sun and surf. You know, I miss a number of things about Australia, but it's funny because you replace them with other things. And I've got my family here, and I've really put some roots down here and love it. So it'd be hard to pinpoint one thing, but the Aussies are pretty easygoing and a pretty funny crowd. So I guess that would be the thing I miss the most, is just the Aussie humor.
Just a very laid back. And
they're very easygoing, typically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I'm curious, because I'm totally ignorant, and forgive my ignorance. How long does it take to fly to Australia?
Goodness, well, it's
days or?
Yeah, you've got to allow a day. It's 5 hours to get across the East Coast, and then another 12 to 14 hours to cross the Pacific. And so you've got to allow a day between airplane changes and so forth.
Now, clearly, a facility like ACAC, which is so much a part of our community, do you have the same thing in Australia? Are there big fitness clubs that everybody goes to? Or does everybody just, you know, that lives near the coast, just there's so much of a beach lifestyle there, they just go to the beach?
Yeah, pretty active lifestyle over there. I think it's a great question. There's nothing really like ACAC over there. In fact, that's one of the attractions that has held me here, is the breadth of what we do at ACAC. We have so many different programs, and we reach so deeply into the community. It's an extraordinary experience, really, and hard to replicate. We see a lot of clubs popping up in Australia, but typically smaller clubs. So they're more your convenience locations with small membership numbers and relatively small footprint.
Right, right. We're talking with Grant Gamble. He's the senior vice president of the Atlantic Coast Athletic Club and has joined us live in studio. Grant, what is my ACAC? Because I know when I go over to, you see it at all the locations here in town, you'll see something on the wall that'll say my ACAC, and there's like different pictures of people, but I've been curious, what exactly is that?
Well, Coy, it's in part a marketing piece to talk to people about, you know, what ACAC is all about. But it actually goes a lot deeper than that. What you see superficially is a marketing piece, but it really has become a philosophy. And the philosophy behind my ACAC is simply that one size does not fit all. The failure that our industry has, very squarely sitting on its shoulders, is that we haven't been able to attract more people to exercise. And as much as there's a lot of factors involved in that, I think at the heart of it is that a lot of people just don't enjoy exercise or have never found an exercise that truly suits them. And so what we set out to do with My ACAC was to create a welcome mat, as Phil would describe it, that embraces a variety of different activities. And that activity might be to the left, you know, something like Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, all the way through to traditional weight training. And our industry has, in the past, put everybody into weight training and cardio. And trust me, everybody could benefit from it, but only a small percentage of people truly enjoy and embrace it. So what we've done at ACAC is create this program that is designed to filter people into a variety of different options. So, for example, if somebody walked in tomorrow and joined up, what we'd be hoping to do in that initial orientation process is get a real feel for them. What have they done in the past that they've enjoyed? What are the disconnects, the things they really don't like? And try and whittle it down through what's now becoming an instrument, an algorithm, if you will, to try and determine, okay, these might be the two or three activities that really click with you, and guide them into those activities. Now, we're in the beta process of implementing that, so we're not truly spreading that across our whole network yet. But as it evolves, what we'll be better able to do is really find an activity for the vast majority of people who would like to exercise and haven't found that solution.
So that when they go in, they find an experience that they actually look forward to, which, you know, for a lot of people, let's be honest, they don't look forward to going to the gym. I mean, I look forward to it. I enjoy it, but not everybody does. Most people don't.
Absolutely, and it's so true. And what we've got to do is really broaden that welcome mat to the degree that the activity they come in for is an enjoyable activity, a fun activity, something that becomes high on their priority list because it's something they want to do. And we all know that, you know, going to get an ice cream or imbibing in some of the treats that we know probably aren't great for us are usually pretty enjoyable activities. And so they shift up our priority order. And even though we know we probably shouldn't eat that, we still make those choices because it is enjoyable.
Well, those yogurt covered almonds in the cabinet in my kitchen, sort of, they know my name by now and they know how to call me in such a way that I come running.
So
we really have, we're talking with Grant Gamble of ACAC, we really have evolved a long way from the time when you used to go into a fitness center or a gym and there were just weights and you
Absolutely.
Heard them clanking. We sort of got to a point where there were machine weights.
Yep.
And then you got to the point where, well, you could go in over here to the weights or you could go get on a treadmill.
Yep.
And now you go in to a place like ACAC that I've seen, and it's just a complete spectrum of, there's these bicycles in this room and there's something called Pilates, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the stuff is. The Tai Chi and not just a treadmill, but, you know, stair climbers, and they have TVs on them. I mean, it truly is amazing.
Yeah, it is, and there is an element of entertainment that's necessary, too, for people, because I guarantee, you know, a lot of people are going to struggle to stay on that treadmill for half an hour unless there's something to entertain them. And so there's a lot of new technology coming out with individual screens on machines and so forth. And something I've said to people over the years is, you know, have you got a favorite TV show that you like watching for half an hour? And they say, well, yeah, I like watching, you know, Seinfeld, for example. Why don't you come into the club when Seinfeld's on and do your workout and watch Seinfeld? Huh. Okay, well, that's interesting, because everybody's pushed for time, and it is one of those things that tends to put a lot of pressure on people. I don't have the time to do this, and it's not high enough on my priority list. And so what we're trying to do through my ACAC and similar programs and the actually adoption of technology and a lot of different methodologies, both Eastern and Western, you know, we're trying to find some glue for people. And it's really proven to be quite successful, at least in the early stages.
Sure, sure. And, you know, I bet we'll get to the point where you walk in and your bike or your treadmill, you just press these buttons and you could dial up your favorite Seinfeld episode, or you could dial up a string of music videos of your favorite artist. I mean, that day's coming sooner than we probably realize.
Yeah, it is. Technology's amazing, and some of the new equipment that's coming out, you know, is exactly heading that way. You can plug your iPod in now and listen to your own music all sorts of things.
Grant Gamble is the Senior Vice President at ACAC and joins me live in studio. Grant, what are the wellness screenings that y'all are doing? Because I've heard of wellness screenings, but I'm not quite sure ACAC's approach to it.
Well, I've got a couple of different initiatives that we've enacted of recent, Coy. One of them is health risk appraisals, which is a screening where you go out to a corporate, and the employer usually funds that, and you assess the population. Basically, you look at lifestyle factors, you do some minimally invasive tests, and at the end of that, you're able to give the corporate a blueprint of their population. Which helps them to maybe take some more aggressive initiatives in the workplace to, you know, get people moving, maybe shift some dietary habits and so forth. We also provide the information to the individual, and that's obviously privileged information. It doesn't get shared with anybody else. And we give the individual counseling and coaching on, okay, here's probably the five top risk factors that you have, and here's some of the things you could do about it. That program's called ACAC at Work, and we started that actually about 12 months ago. We began the initiative, and we've been through a number of iterations, and the product we have that we're taking to market now is being really well received.
And the idea is, like, if I have a business and I've got, you know, anywhere from 5 to 500 employees, I could have ACAC come in and screen the folks that work for me, and I pay a lot of their health care, so I really want... Don't I want them to be healthy?
You sure do. You know, quite honestly, Corey, you know, it's probably the best investment an employer can make. And I don't say that because of my involvement in the industry. But the typical returns on programs like that for every dollar invested are between $3 and $7. So imagine if you could put that in the bank. You know, it's just a terrific investment. Insurers are really burdened by the healthcare costs. And, you know, I know I look at our premiums go up every year, and they're usually double-digit increases. And the only employers that we're seeing nationally, and obviously locally as well, that are able to keep those numbers down are the ones that are really proactive in lifestyle change in the workplace. And the HRA we do actually tells the employer, you know, here's where you can start, and here's the key issues that you've got going on. Usually about 20% of the population you're going to test are going to come up with something that indicates that they're heading for a fall. Pre-onset
really?
Diabetes, for
really?
Example.
Really? So when you walk into one of these work environments, it's about 1 out of 5 people. You'll be breaking some news to them that, you know, buddy, lady, you're in trouble. You need to do something quick.
Yeah, and if they're not in trouble, they're certainly headed for it. A lot of HRAs are usually just paper documents, and they don't do any what's called proactive testing. Our instrument involves a lot of proactive testing. So what we're really doing is... I'll give you an example. Most people probably don't know what their cholesterol is, probably don't know the difference between good and bad cholesterol, or probably haven't had their blood pressure tested since the last time they saw their doc. And we also do glucose levels, which is a good indicator of what's going on, you know, with regards to potential of diabetes and so forth. It's shocking. The good news is that we're able to get some change going before it becomes a real issue.
Right, right. Grant Gamble is Senior Vice President at the Atlantic Coast Athletic Club. I'm sitting here thinking while you're talking about the fact that, you know, we have so much, we really have in this country this employer central, employer focused healthcare approach to healthcare. As a result of, you know, coming out of World War II, and employers were really fighting and trying to get employees because there were so many businesses and not enough folks to work at them.
Yep.
So they started offering healthcare, and that sort of became the standard. Well, now we find ourselves in 2007. Employers really, they're strapped. I mean, it really is incredibly expensive for a variety of reasons. You know, pick a reason. It probably has something to do with it. And so they must be so motivated to really tell their people, I cannot afford anymore for you to be unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to work for me and you want to work here, you got to be healthy, or you have to be on the road to being healthy.
Yeah. And it's funny, you know, a lot of employers, particularly nationally, are starting to dig their heels in and saying, look, guys, you know, we're going to foot the bill, but we need you to participate. And so some initiatives are as aggressive as getting benefits cut back if you don't, you know, take some positive action, even if it's just as simple as doing a HRA and finding out what your risk factors are and maybe better educating yourself.
We really are moving to that point where there's a new social contract between the employer and the employee where, you know, yeah, I'll offer you full benefits in healthcare, but... You got to go to ATAC. You got to work out.
Do something. You know,
yeah.
just move. And that's really the key. I think that underlines everything that's going on with this lifestyle epidemic, if you will. You know, I was saying before we went on air that, you know, poor lifestyle choices are now overtaking the advances in medicine. And so, you know, if you look on a worldwide level, the number of overweight people internationally has surpassed the number of malnourished. That's the first time in the history of mankind.
The number of overweight people in the world, there's more fat people than there are hungry
people. People that are malnourished, yep. And it's the first time in the history of mankind. And the next generation's life expectancy is likely to be shorter than that of the previous generation. That's never happened in history. You go back in history and, you know, 100 years ago, life expectancy was, you know, in the late 40s. And now, you know, we're in the 70s. But it's starting to go the other way. And it's lifestyle. It's just purely and simply people making choices that aren't helping them stay healthy and stay well.
Grant Gamble is Senior Vice President at the Atlantic Coast Athletic Club. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.